Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Brachis, Perik, Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Sagt der Mishnah, Ein Oim Din Lehispalel, One Should Not. Stand up to Damash Mon Esrei, Elamitach Koivid Roish. Literally, Koivid Roish means a heavy head? What does that mean, a heavy head? Well, what does Kalis Roish mean? You're not allowed to act in a way of Kalis Roish when you're wearing your tefillin. And generally speaking, you're not supposed to act kalis rush. Kalis rush means lightheadedness. Not thinking the world is mine, saying what you want, laughing out loud, not taking into account the feelings of the people around you. The opposite of that is koivid rush. You take things seriously. You understand you're a ben Torah. You understand you have a responsibility for the people around you, for every word that you say. You recognize we're always standing in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koivid Roish, as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains it, B'Shem the Rabbeinu Yonah, means Hachna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in your hands, V'Yira, and Yira Shemayim. Of course, there are many different levels of Koivid Roish, but we have to try. The further we try to move ourselves away from Kalis Roish and the closer to Koivid Roish, the more we are fulfilling what our Mishnah tells us, that ein oimdin lehispalel elamitach koivid roish. It doesn't mean chas v'shalom, a person should be depressed or sad when he dies. Just the opposite. The Gemara says, on daf lamed aleph, lamed aleph, lo yispalel, a person should not daven, lo mitach atzvis. Not when you're depressed, lo mitach atzvis, not when you're lazy. Ugh. Okay, I'll get up to daven. V'lo mitach schaik. Just plain laughter, v'lo mitach sicha, plain just plappling, talking without a cheshbin. V'lo mitach kalis roish, as explained. V'lo mitach dvarim b'teilim. Ella rather, says the Gemara, mitach simcha shel mitzvah. Take a look in the Mishnah Brura. If a person can learn a little bit before davening, as they state in the Svarim, say tilim, anything that makes you happy. Happy in a good way. The Arizal says to be makabel upon yourself, the mitzvah v'yahavta l'riacha kamoicha, okay. Today I'm going to be in a good mood. My parents will have nachas for me. I'll try. My Rebbe will have nachas for me. That's simcha shel mitzvah. That's why we say pisuke dezimra. We don't just start with shmona esrei. It's to try to get us into a good mood, to focus on the words. Zok de mishnah v'aiter chasidim harashainim. The earlier chasidim, when the mishnah says the term chasid, it refers to a person that acts lefnim mishur asadin, more so than he has to, al pi halacha. So although one is not obligated to do this, but this is what the Chasidim HaRashayim did. Chasidim HaRashayim, the earlier Chasidim HaYashayim, they would wait, shah achas, a whole shah, a whole hour. They never just ran into the Beis Medrash, grabbed the siddur and started davening. It took them an hour to get ready. Umispalim, and only afterwards would they daven. Purpose being, kedei sheyachavenu es libam lamakayim. They should be mechavin their hearts. They should have kavana that they're standing before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Zok de mishnah vayitra afilu hamelech shoyel b'shloimai. If you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, even if the king is asking about his shalom, the king says, "Ah, how are you?" Lo yishavenu, you cannot answer him in the middle of davening. This is only when there is no concern for sakanas nefashes, and that would be by a melech Yisrael. But if it's a melech oved kechavim that can kill a person for not answering him, then you have to answer. Even if there's a snake wrapping itself around his heel, the heel of his foot, lo yafsik, he can't be mafsik, he can't interrupt his shmona esrei. And here too, we're talking about where there's no sakana. It's a nachash that doesn't usually bite. But if there's a scorpion or a poisonous snake wrapping itself around his foot, he must stop. Now, one thing we can learn from here. There's a snake that's coiling itself around your heel. And as long as it's not sakanas nefashos, you're not supposed to stop. Well, for sure. Even if your friend behind you does something funny and you want to turn around or to wink to someone or to go, psst, I think that we understand on our own. You're not allowed to do a milah shmoneh esrei. Now, if I do have a snake around my heel, You're telling me I can't be masik. Does that mean I can't talk? What about if I just want to shake it off, walk away to a different place and shake it off? So that's a machloikis. The Tosfos Yamta brings over here b'shem d'Rabbeinu Yaina, that you can do as long as you're not talking. But some say even that is aser. Again, provided that the snake is not a dangerous snake. If it's dangerous, then you're mechuyif do whatever it takes to remove yourself from the sakana. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, we learned a person has to prepare himself for Shmon Esrei. He should be in a matzav of kovid rush. Hashem, my life is in your hands. He should feel Yira Shemayim. The earlier Hasidim waited a full hour before they started to daven, so they were properly prepared. Then the Mishnah told us, even if a king greets you a mil of Shmon Esrei, as long as it's not Sekundus Nefashis, you're not supposed to answer him. And the same is true if there's a snake wrapping yourself around your heel, a mil of Shmon Esrei, as annoying as that could be, but as long as it's not Sekundus Nefashis, you're not allowed to be mafsik.